faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Superman lies a helpless victim of the green glowing kryptonite, cruel and pitiless George Latimer makes final plans for the Man of Steel's complete destruction.
Here it is, girls, just what you've always wanted, a charm bracelet, all a-jingle with slick-looking charms. And now you can own and wear one, thanks to the swell offer from that super-delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Yes, a bracelet with the kind of charms high school seniors would give a lot to own. For instance, there's a silvery little telephone with a dial that's so real-looking, you almost feel like using it to phone your best friend.
And there's a little cuckoo clock with a cuckoo that looks all set to pop out. And take a look at that Scotty dog, and the piano, and the trolley car.
And one of the nice things about this swell Pep offer is that you can order any or all 12 of these terrific charms.
For each charm you order, just send a dime and a Pep box stop, plus the names of the charms you want. Say you start by sending for just the telephone or the clock. When it comes, you'll also receive a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 charms on it for future orders.
And to get the bracelet itself, the bright silvery link bracelet to dangle your charms from, you also send in a Pep box top and 10 cents.
That's one dime and a box top from Kellogg's Pep for the bracelet and a dime and a Pep box top for each of the charms you order.
Print your name and address clearly and send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Better jot that down. The address is Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And tell every boy you know to be listening tomorrow for the extra offer for men only.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Convinced that Big George Latimer, Superman's archenemy, had exposed the Man of Steel to the power of kryptonite, a strange green glowing substance which robs Superman of all his strength, and had then spirited him away, Batman and Robin trailed Latimer late at night. In their Batmobile, they followed a station wagon in which the politician and Blake, his secretary, drove far into the country. But Latimer became aware that he was being trailed and ordered Blake to stop in a curb of the road on a steep cliff above the river, out of sight of their pursuers. Now, as the burly red-faced politician stands by, the slight bald-headed Blake operates a jack which has been placed under the running board. Slowly, the station wagon lifts upward on two wheels, tilting over the edge of the road toward the river below. Listen.
Just what's the idea of this, Mr. Latimer?
Never mind. Hurry up. Get your back into it. Batman and Robin will be here in a moment.
But what...
Save your breath and lift the car.
If I lift it much more, it'll go off the road and drop into the river.
I'll tell you when to stop. Hurry. I can hear that car coming.
Going as fast as I can. I wish you'd tell me...
I told you. I'm going to get Batman and Robin off my trail. Hold it. That ought to be enough.
Enough for what?
One good push by both of us will topple this crate off the road.
Why do you want to do that? There won't be anything left of the station wagon.
I can buy plenty of station wagons. Batman and Robin will see it plunge off the road into the river and think we're in it, see?
Oh, you mean to...
Quiet. Almost at the turn. You get a hold of the running board. When I give the word, heave. And get back off the road and into the bushes. Got it?
Yes, sir.
First chance we get, we'll slip over to Anderson's farm to borrow a car from him.
All right, get ready. They're reaching the curve. Now, heave, Blake.
That does it. Come on, Blake. Into the bushes.
Batman, look.
Good heavens. The station wagon went off the road.
Right smack into the drink. Oh, that's the end of Big George Latimer, I guess.
It looks like it. Come on.
Where to?
Down to the river. We've got to see what we can do for Latimer.
What for? Good riddance, I say.
I'd rather have him alive. He's the only one who can tell us where Superman is, remember?
Uh-oh, I forgot that. Okay, let's go.
Careful now. Down this cliff.
Yep, careful yourself, Pappy. Batman. Batman.
Right here, Robin. Boy, the river sure is deep.
You're not kidding. I couldn't reach bottom.
I got down.
Did you find the station wagon?
Yep.
What about Latimer and his sidekick?
Your guess is as good as mine.
What do you mean?
Now, here's the shore. Let's get out of this bathtub and I'll tell you about it.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay, get that mysterious look off your face and tell me what gives, Pappy.
Well, I found the station wagon.
You've already told me that. What about Big George and his playmate?
I couldn't find them, Natch.
What, you mean they weren't in the car?
You're beginning to catch.
Well, they must have been thrown out.
You saw the station wagon leave the road, fall through the air, and hit the river. They weren't thrown out.
Well, I mean after they sank. The doors must have opened.
They didn't open. They were still closed.
Oh?
A couple of the windows were broken, but Latimer's a big man. His body wouldn't fit through one of those windows.
It must have.
Well, maybe. Unless...
Unless what?
A little bee is buzzing in my bonnet, Robin. And I don't like the sound it makes.
Tune me in?
I will. After we get back up the road. Come on, dig in and start climbing.
All right. Yeah. Phew. It's easier to go down a cliff than up. What are you doing, Batman? Looking for four-leaf clovers?
Cut the comedy and take a gander at this.
What is it? Well, it looks like a car, Jack.
It is. It's lying here in the weeds beside the road.
Oh, well, isn't that ducky? But we're not collecting junk tonight.
It isn't junk. It's a brand new Jack. It hasn't been lying here long either. No rust. Not even dew.
Okay, so we win a new Jack. Now we've got two.
You don't get it, Robin.
Look, we're wasting time. We've got to report this accident to the police and then try to find Superman. And if Latimer drowned, that's going to be a job, too.
Maybe Latimer isn't drowned.
Now that would be the miracle of the century.
Would it? Come on over here, Robin.
Now what?
Right here. You see this deep dent in the road?
Uh-huh.
All right, watch now. You see how the heel of this jack hits the dent in the road?
Sure, somebody had a flat here, changed tires, and then forgot the jack.
Maybe. But do you remember the position of the station wagon when it left the road?
The position?
Yeah. Was it pointed front down or rear down?
Neither. It fell sideways.
Exactly. Flat on its side. And it stayed that way until it hit the water. They missed the turn and driven off the road, that'd have fallen front down. Or if they skidded off, which they didn't, because we'd be able to see the skid marks in this old road, that'd have fallen rear down.
All right, that makes sense, but what are you driving at?
Just this. Latimer might have jacked up the station wagon and pushed it over the cliff.
Pushed it over? What for?
Oh, you're a little slow on the uptake tonight, Robin. Latimer evidently knew we were trailing him when he tried to lose us on Mill Road. He might have caught wise that we're on his trail again and pulled this stunt to lose us for good.
Jeepers, could be. And then... Oh, come on, he must be around here someplace.
Take it easy, Robin, take it easy. He's got at least a half-hour start on us. It's dark, and we don't know the country. We just can't go diving off into the woods after him.
But he wouldn't get rid of his car and lose himself out in the middle of nowhere. Say, he might have a hideout around here and have Superman there.
I'm thinking of that.
Well, what do we do then? Wait until it gets light and then start looking?
No. Come on back to the car. I'll radio Alfred and tell him to fly out here in the Batplane at once. It'll be dawn when he gets here. And we'll give this countryside a real going over. It's our only chance to find Latimer and Superman.
Hurrying to the shortwave radio transmitter in their car, Batman and Robin make rapid plans to press the search for Big George Latimer and Superman. We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode, so stand by.
One girl told another, and now everybody's talking about a certain slick-looking bracelet and charms. The bracelet and charms being offered to you right now by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
You've really got to see this terrific collection of 12 silvery, fascinating charms. You've seen something like these charms dangling from bracelets the high school seniors wear, but nothing exactly like this special Pep collection.
For instance, take the Scotty Dog Charm. Why, this Scotty looks so real you can almost see his nose twitch and just feel his nose. It's actually cold.
Or take the little locomotive, complete with wheels and smokestack, and the telephone and the piano with a keyboard. Each one of these 12 charms is a small edition of the real thing.
And here's a beautiful part of this offer. You can order just one charm or as many as you like. For each charm you order, just send in a dime and a box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep, plus the names of the charms you want. Say you start by sending for just the Scotty Dog or the locomotive. When it comes, you'll also receive a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 charms on it for future orders.
And, of course, you'll want the bracelet itself. It's a keen-looking silvery link bracelet with an adjustable catch so it fits your wrist. And you can get this specially designed charm bracelet for only 10 cents, plus a box top from Kellogg's Pep.
That's one dime and a box top from Kellogg's Pep for the bracelet, and one dime and a box top from Kellogg's Pep for each of the charms you order.
Print your name and address clearly and send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Better jot down that address. It's Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And tell all the boys to listen for tomorrow's Pep offer to men only.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As we continue now, it is dawn. Big George Latimer and Blake, his secretary, have arrived at an ancient mill set far back from a rutted, weed-grown country road and almost completely hidden by scraggly bushes, tall sunflowers, and two weeping willows on the bank of the stream. Inside the dim, dusty mill, Superman lies on the floor. The muscles in his arms and neck stand out like great cords as he tries and tries again to move, only to groan and fall back helplessly. 3 feet away on a small stool rests the jagged piece of kryptonite. It is the size of a large piece of coal and glows with a deep, unearthly, emerald green light. Big George Latimer, his thick lips spread in a gloating smile, regards the scene for a long moment. Then he nods his head to a rough-looking man who crouches tensely near the kryptonite. The man rises with nervous relief and steps outside. Waving his cigar, Latimer speaks to his secretary.
Look at him, Blake. The great Superman lying helpless at my feet.
Go ahead. Laugh, Latimer. My time will come.
Listen to him, Blake. He hasn't the strength to brush a fly off his nose, and he dares to threaten me.
I'll remember all this, Latimer.
You won't remember it for long.
What do you mean?
I don't mind telling you. You've served your purpose as far as I'm concerned. When you couldn't appear and deny my charges that you framed the evidence that sent me to jail, you let me build myself back into power. I'm stronger politically now than I ever was.
I'll take care of that when I get free.
But you're not going to get free, my friend.
Use your head, Latimer. You can't keep me here for the rest of your life. Someone will find me. My friends or the police.
They'll be too late.
Or your guards will fall asleep. Or stumble against the stool and knock the kryptonite across the room. Or any one of a dozen other things. Then I'll have my strength back. And where will you be?
He's right, Mr. Latimer.
Of course he's right, Blake. That's why he has to die.
Die? Me?
Yes. I'm going to finish you, Superman.
Don't make me laugh. Have you forgotten who I am?
No, but you're a living thing. And all living things, trees, flowers, animals, men, can be destroyed. That means you can be destroyed, too.
That's what you think.
I know it. And I'm going to prove it. Now. Blake.
Yes, sir.
Tell Willie and Jannings to come in here.
Yes, sir.
This is the end of Superman.
He seems unworried and disdainful of Latimer's threat. Superman hears a voice, his own voice, running through his mind.
There is one way I can be finished. Has Latimer thought of it? Will he think of it? He's smart. Too smart. Am I done for at last before I can stop him from spreading his filthy doctrine of hatred and intolerance?
Will Big George Latimer succeed in doing away with Superman? What do you think? Batman and Robin are searching desperately for the Man of Steel. Will they find the hidden mill in time? There's a thrill a minute in tomorrow's exciting episode, so be sure not to miss it. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.